Wow, that's a gorgeous, gorgeous landscape right there. That's
Right here.
amazing. Yeah.
Sure. That's down near Bob's vegetable stand.
Is it? Yes, it does look like that. It really does. So let's get started. So Rebecca,
Yeah.
first of all, we're talking about you as a contributing artist and the South Coast Artists Alliance. And there's a fairly long conversation with Shannon Webb about the mission of the South Coast Artists Alliance and what it's done for the community. But I'm also interviewing each individual contributing artist so that we can talk about your work, what you are contributing to the show, and also your website, so that once the show is going, which is going to be from August 14th to 21st, people will be able to link to a web page, the SCAA-artist.org web page for your submission. But that will also include a link to your personal website where people can explore all of your art, which is pretty cool.
It is.
Yeah, it's a great approach. I think it's very good. And I think even after this COVID-19 issue has resolved itself, we'll probably continue to use an online dimension to the art sale because of what it allows, and that is to get to know the artist, to see their style, to see their work, and to appreciate it a lot more. So, the purpose of our conversation today is to get to know you as an artist and also to find out how you got involved with the South Coast Artists Alliance and what what you're doing with them. So why don't you introduce yourself?
Okay, hi, I'm Rebecca Holland, speaking from my studio on Lobitos Creek Road in Half Moon Bay.
And Lobitos Creek Road is up by halfway in between. It's near Tunitas Creek, right? Tunitas Creek
Right.
Beach. Yeah.
That's right.
So basically, what we're trying to figure out, and you have a beautiful work of art behind you. What is it that you are trying to convey in your art? What is your process, and how did you come to it? And what contribution are you trying to make to the South Coast Artists Alliance?
Okay, well, I started painting at a very young age, and I was always drawn to nature. As a child, I was always running off with pencil and paper and sketching trees and horses and barns, and I just kept working at it. Started in oils when I was 10 and started selling my sketches to the kids in my class, and that's all I ever wanted to do, really, was live in the country and paint and ride
That's
my
awesome.
horse.
So
So,
that is a gorgeous painting right there. It's a gorgeous rainbow and it's a gorgeous field. And this is the field that sometimes turns very, very gold and yellow because of the flowers that bloom in like February or March, right? And I can't remember the name of the flowers, but they're just a brilliant hue of yellow.
well,
And so you're capturing that amazing scene there.
it goes, it turns yellow because of the mustard flowers,
Okay.
and they do a good job. Their roots break up the soil for the farmers, so they're out there being beautiful and working hard.
Hey, you can't expect more of a flower than that.
No.
So, this is a gorgeous picture. Is this what you are going to have for sale at the art show?
It's representative. I also do redwood paintings, which I'm probably best known for. I have a couple of them here in the studio too. You also ask, how did I get involved? I started out going to the Pescadero Art and Fun Festival to dance to the music, and I saw the exhibit and I went, wow, I want to be in this. And so I got to know everybody, and I've been in it for a few years now, and I just love the idea that art can support art.
Yes,
Yeah.
exactly. One of the things I discovered in talking to Shannon is the artists, by contributing their art, are funding art programs in the school, especially Art in Action, but also the mural programs, and also an internship between a young person and an artist. And so it's just so valuable to the community to have these artists all working towards a benefit for the community. And so this particular year, in order to benefit both the students, continue to have the art programs that we've had in the past, they want to have an art show. And it has to be done differently because of the coronavirus. We can't have that fun experience, you know, where we go and dance and listen to all the wonderful local musicians. But we can still share the art online. And so this is an example of that. And I'm really thrilled that we can help with that. So I just was wondering, do you have your own website that we could tell people about?
Sure. It's RebeccaHolland.com.
Oh, that's easy. And is that up and running? And
it's my old-fashioned website where they'd look at a whole lot of things and then come over to the studio. Well, I'm going virtual now, so now I'm working on a clean, mean storefront where you can just pick up your iPhone and see all the images and hopefully.
Oh, good.
So yeah. I hope to get that up in a week or so.
Oh, definitely in time for the show, because the show doesn't happen until August. August, there will be a preview period before the show, maybe a week-long preview period. And then the show itself starts August 14th and goes through August 21st. And so what they're going to be doing is, you know, there's always been two parts to the art show. One of them is the raffle, where people will bid on this is the piece of art that I want. People donate specific pieces for that. And then there's the larger art show where people can go and look at everybody's pieces. Now everybody will be looking online. And so, it's really exciting, honestly, that we can try doing this and see if we can get it well known so that people's art can be better understood and appreciated. So when they go to your specific website, they're going to see a lot of different pieces, I imagine.
Oh, sure. Yeah, whether they go to the old site or the new site, there's a lot of art to look at. Let me grab one of my redwood paintings here.
Okay, sure. Oh, wow, that looks so familiar. Yes, I recognized your style. Yeah, that's so awesome. That's great.
Yeah, I can just about see this place from my studio if I look over the edge of the hill.
Oh, wow. So you're really right in view of that. That is such a gorgeous view. I love the water coming down between the redwoods, and that's sort of iconic. It's got to be something that people love to see. And I like looking at it even through the Zoom, which is great. And I love the colors. It really picks up that feeling of, hey, we're right in the forest, you know, which is wonderful. So I understand you live off the grid, which is amazing, which is a wonderful contribution to mankind, lowering your footprint. But it also is wonderful to help people to have a little bit of nature in their homes by having these representations. And so it seems like you have two audiences, the audiences who like maybe the Half Moon Bay landscapes and the audiences who like the redwood forest landscapes. Is that how it's broken down?
Well, I find that once people buy one of my pieces, they want to buy another one.
Oh, good. Excellent. Well, that says something, doesn't it? That's great. So it's appealing. It's very appealing, which is what people struggle with. You know, they're looking for art that they feel proud to have in someone else's home, which is great. And I love
that. When you look at an image of nature, it gives you a good feeling.
Sure.
Makes you happy. And it also has a healing effect. Mm-hmm. When you hike in the woods, you feel better and it increases your immune system.
Right.
And there's a book that I read called The Nature Fix. And I realized when people told me that they bought my paintings because they were healing and they made them feel good and made them happy. I started doing a little research on that and I came across this book and it's pretty amazing. So I know I love just living outdoors, and people who can't be here all the time like me, they want to take a little piece of it home and hang it on the wall, and makes them happy, and it makes me happy to make them happy. So it's a good life. What can I
say? Yeah, gosh, that's a wonderful contribution for people. It really is. You know, and I've read this so many times too, that people who've had depression or anxiety or, you know, other kinds of nervous problems, you know, they go out into nature for a while, and it is healing. I mean, even if it's for a day, it makes all the difference to get in touch with nature. We really need that. I think it's part of the human experience. You just need to be in touch with something that isn't artificial. This is, I have a friend who says, God gets a 10 for scenery and props. You know, it's just like, you look at, you know, these, you go outside and it's like, oh my God, talk about creative. You know, this is just,
oh, God is right. I get up every day and I go out and I say that, and I just have to paint it, because what else would I do if I can't share?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a California girl. I like to share.
Right. That's so awesome. So you know, whatever possessed you to get off the grid, what was that about?
It's just a lifestyle choice.
Hmm. There's a lot of people around here who have chosen that. I think it's very in tune with getting back to nature and not creating more pollution, not creating a bigger carbon footprint, or reducing your carbon footprint. I think it all goes together.
Yeah, it feels good. And I've been inspired by some local people in Pescadero who showed me that it could be done. I wanted to do that too. So mm-hmm. It's great. I wanted to say a few things about the other artists in the show.
Sure.
One of the reasons that I was drawn to be in that show is because the talent in this area is just amazing. Mm-hmm. All the variety of the styles and the subject matter and the media, the execution, it's just amazing when I see how much talent is in this area. And I don't think that any of us would realize that if we didn't have this show to
right.
bring it all together and for a good cause.
Mm-hmm. It's a win. It's a win-win.
Yeah, I'm just really proud to be part of this rural community that mm-hmm. is so terrific, so talented, and does good and works hard to make things better, whatever way we can. And if we're virtual now, I'm leaning into it.
Yeah, make the best of it, right? Let's just do it as well as we can. I agree. And you're right. We have such fantastic artists, but such an amazing community that appreciates those artists and supports them. So
that's true, because
it's unusual.
Yeah, I always find that people love my work when they come to the show. And of course, we won't have that gathering where people are coming up to me and all that. And you get some satisfaction from that. So
well, hopefully we can do a little bit of that by kind of drawing people into the scaaartist.org website just to see the online art, and then they can go into your website and get to know you a little better. And one of the things people have told me is they have an artist statement. It says something about them and what they're trying to convey or who they are. And that's an important thing too. People kind of want to know the artist. And that's the sad part about this year, but we can kind of make up for it through the website by allowing people to see a little bit more about you.
Yeah, they can actually see my studio, whereas when you're at the show, they see your paintings.
Right.
Now they can, okay, so you can see my paintings and you can see my studio.
Right. And my understanding is also that there will be potentially a one-on-one moment when people buy your work, you may be the one who is delivering it to that person. And of course, that has to be done properly with social distancing and everything, but at least you can be not too far with a mask and, you know, yeah. And just saying hi and dropping off your work and asking, answering any questions, etc. So I think that that can be a moment when there is a conversation with the artist that they would never have a chance to have otherwise, you know, because very often people buy the art at the very end or the last day of the show, and the artists have by then, you know, they've gone. And so this is an actual opportunity to meet the artist, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, you're so right about that, because one of the reasons that I don't sell through galleries is because I want to meet the people. Mm-hmm. And this is a venue that makes that possible. Right. I think it's just so important to the artist, because that's where you get, you know, where you put out the feeling and it comes back to you.
Mm-hmm. And you get the positive reinforcement, you know, it's that good feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You need it.
Yeah,
we all do. That's what we're missing so much in this shelter in place thing, is those personal conversations, you know, where we're conveying our warm feelings to each other. It's difficult to do remotely. And so this is an opportunity for people to at least have that final introduction to the person in a moment, or at least a short conversation, so that they can actually visit with you, which is great.
Yeah.
You know, it's important. Well, thank you so much for doing this. I think everybody really appreciates the artists who are contributing. I think there's only like maybe 18 artists who are actually, maybe a little bit more, but they might have gotten 20 at this point, people who are actually contributing. And normally it's maybe 47, 50 people. So it's much reduced because it's difficult to do it this way for some people. And some people are just not motivated during this shelter in place time.
Well, the thing is you need a website.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to have a website, you have to have a good internet connection and some technical skills. And that's not so easy.
Right. Yeah, it's a limiting factor, unfortunately. But next year will be different, and we can look forward to that. And then next year, not only will people feel so much happier that they're actually able to get together, but they'll also have this additional dimension of the online approach, which I think is very valuable. I think people will really appreciate having that opportunity to preview the art, to get to know the artist, to see their other work. I think that's very important. And that may drive some business to you as well. So I think that's the other valuable and positive thing about it.
Yes, we're all learning a lot, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
I'm scrambling to get my new site up. So yeah, it's a push.
Yeah, but there's silver linings to it, you know, and so that's what we have to keep remembering, that yes, we are learning to do things in a different way, but ultimately I think it's going to benefit us all. And that's true for so many things, learning to work from home, learning to work remotely. I think it's helping the environment, and it's adding to our skills, right? It's adding to our strategies in life.
Absolutely. When I heard about the shutdown, I just laughed and I said, great, I'll stay right here and paint. Perfect. So that's what I'm doing.
Which is great. Yeah, some of us really adapted better than others, but I think a lot of us have seen the advantages to it. And so I think we're taking advantage of it the best way we can, which is great.
Yeah, I feel very fortunate. My situation just lends itself to isolation, I guess.
Yeah. Well, and if you can handle it, and you have an obsession right here, I mean, you have something that's absorbing your focus and attention, that's wonderful, because it keeps you preoccupied and busy, right?
It does. It keeps me smiling.
That's awesome. Yeah. I love your work. I have to say, I just look at this and feel very positive. So I appreciate what you're conveying here. It's awesome. And I look forward to seeing a lot more of your work when your new website is up. And so RebeccaHolland.com is your website.
You can go to that right now.
Okay. And then the website during the show will be scaa-artists.org. And so the people will at least see the part of your part in terms of what you've contributed for the art show. And then they have a link to see the rest of your work.
Exactly.
So that'll be fun. That'll be really fun for everybody. And I really appreciate your time. I hope that this, you know, draws some people to your website as well. And this will be up on the air this week, this coming week. So.
Okay, well, I look forward to seeing how we sound.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing is always the, you know, getting the sound clarity when you have a Zoom meeting. But I think the points are getting across. We can hear you pretty clearly. And I have a way with editing to enhance or amplify the sound of your voice. So we'll do what we can to make it as clear as possible.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Oh, you're so welcome. It's just fun to talk to you. I love looking at your art, even remotely. It's great.